Bradley Cooper has had a story to tell for a long time about fame, addiction, his relationship with his dad, but he didn't know how the story would come to be. Eventually, after several years, the stars aligned when he was given a chance to direct his first film, a new take on A Star is Born. The most famous version is the 1976 movie with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. The main architecture of Cooper's film is the same. Famous musician falls for a regular girl with a magical voice and makes her a star. This time, she's played by Stephanie Germanotta, also known as Lady Gaga.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
I knew nothing about her. I didn't even know really what she looked like before I met her. And I couldn't believe how comfortable she made me feel and how present she is. And then we went to the piano and sang, and it was this kind of wonderful thing. I couldn't believe it. So that was the beginning of the journey. And the first time we sang together, I mean, everything's live. We sing everything live in the movie.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. We're not lip syncing. And I turned to Lady Gaga, who's singing next to me, and she was looking at me like I was Jackson Maine. And when you're in a scene and an actor is fully believing that you're the character, you can't not believe it yourself. So she really gave me that confidence.
Where did you go to in your own life experience for Jackson Maine to create that character?
I mean, to probably the deepest parts of myself. I think because I'm 40 and I've gone through a lot in my life, I was able to do it with joy. Because some people have asked me, it must have been very hard to go to those places. But oddly enough, it was very therapeutic.
He's a vulnerable guy.
Yeah.
He's someone who walks through the world with all this fame and talent, and he's broken.
Yeah.
You said that a lot of that was stuff that you felt a personal connection to.
You know, I've had an interesting road, and I've dealt with similar things in my life, and I've observed it in others close to me. And
you're talking about alcoholism, because this character's a big drinker.
Yeah, and addiction in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing, while I was writing it and specifically shooting it, I thought, gosh, when this movie comes out, if it does come out, I really want anybody who knows deeply about this disease to say, yeah, this is the reflection of what it's like. Not a glossy version, but the real reality of what it is to be an addict.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways down. Maybe it's time to let the old ways down.
I have to ask you, one of the producers on the film is a man named John Peters. He's been sued multiple times for sexual harassment. The Producers Guild of America announced recently he would no longer be recognized as a producer on this film. But I wonder, as a first-time director, did you think, what kind of culture am I setting here? I'm the boss. I'm the director.
So true. It's a great question. With this property, there are many writers that come before. If you see the end credits, it's like there's 10 writers. And he was part of the grandfather clause of the movie, and we had to get his consent in order to make the movie. When you're at the helm, it's a huge responsibility. And I guess, I mean, first of all, on the set, you have to create an environment where everybody feels safe.
Right.
Everybody. And there's no room for disrespect, nothing. And that's something, I mean, you'd have to ask everybody that was involved, but I feel like that's the environment that I created. Luckily, John wasn't there. And if I had known all those things, I would have done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wanted to make the movie. I knew I had to get consent from him. Otherwise, there's no film. But I should have checked. I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. You're a relatively new dad. I read
Yes.
that your daughter is about a year or so.
A little over that.
Becoming a parent changes everybody. And I wonder how it is changing the kind of projects you want to do, the kind of stories you want to tell, how you see the world.
Well, I've been opened up to a whole world of children's music, that's for sure.
For better or for worse?
No, for better. I spent about 15 years going from movie to movie to movie, and then I hit 39, and I stopped, and I said, what do I really want to do? I want to tell Joseph Merrick's story in The Elephant Man. So I did that for a year. Then the story came to me, The Star is Born, and then I spent the next 4 years doing that. And the one thing that I know in the future is it's worth all the time to dedicate, even if one piece of art comes out of it in a half a decade. That would still be incredible as long as I can feel like that's the movie that I wanted to make, which is this movie. So I guess having a child and having a family of my own, which is a miracle and something I've always dreamt of, has opened me up even more, I guess, to the day and to be present.
I did want to ask about your dad, because he was such a big part of your life. He passed away in 2011. And I wonder if you've been thinking about how he parented you, and now that you're a new dad, what you could take away from him as a parent.
In terms of the story being personal, a lot of it has to do with my father. My dad works his way into my life every day. Luckily, thank God, I still dream about him. He comes into my dreams. But there's a lot of things in the movie that no one else would know, but there were little things that I did create in order to keep my father close. One of them being that our dog in the movie's name is Charlie, which is my father's name.
Are there things he did as a dad that you don't want to repeat?
You know, I don't know if time does this, but all I remember is the great stuff. Does that happen to you?
Yeah.
And he was very, I mean, here's the other thing that connected Stephanie and myself right away is we were very, very loved as children. Hmm. And when I meet people that have had that similar upbringing, I can just see it in them. And that's the thing I want my daughter to have. I just always want her to feel loved.
The film is called A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper directs it. He also co-stars in it. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for talking to me.